Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, June 21st, 2019. I'm Rich Strappolino. Business Insider and Computer World both report Google has stopped production of two unreleased tablet devices and will focus future products on the laptop form factor. Chrome OS will continue to support tablets, including the Pixel Slate, but it's just that Google won't be making the tablets itself anymore. Apple issued a voluntary recall of 15-inch Retina MacBook Pro batteries due to the potential overheating and safety risks for the models sold between September 2015 and February 2017. Users who may qualify for replacement can enter their serial number at a page Apple set up or locally through Finder. Apple estimates the repairs may take 1 to 2 weeks to process and send back. Apple said in an online filing Thursday that a possible extension of tariffs on goods from China would reduce Apple's competitiveness and reduce the contribution it can make to the U.S. Treasury. Reuters notes that Apple is the largest U.S. corporate taxpayer to the U.S. Treasury. The filing was part of the hearings for U.S. manufacturers on the proposed tariff extension. Dell, HP, Walmart, Keurig, Dr. Pepper, and Dollar Tree are among other businesses filing opposition to the tariffs. Google has fixed an issue with its Nest cameras that failed to disconnect Wink access to Nest cams when the cameras were deregistered from Nest. A user on the Wink Facebook group discovered that they could still access their old Nest cams through Wink, even though they had sold them and deregistered them. Wirecutter then verified the issue for the Nest cam indoor. Wink was part of the Works with Nest system, which Google plans to discontinue. Nokia Bell Labs and researchers at Trinity College Dublin's Amber Center have developed a lithium nanotube-aided battery that promises 2.5 times better battery life over existing batteries. The researchers developed thick battery electrodes using carbon nanotubes, enabling energy transfers at near-theoretical peak efficiency. Besides better battery life, the new technology will also allow for faster charging. The researchers see applications for the batteries in 5G devices, drones, and embedded IoT. Nokia plans to bring the battery tech to market, but no timetable was announced. In a recently granted patent, Amazon outlined a potential surveillance-as-a-service offering using delivery drones to also monitor homes. The drones would look for open garage doors, broken windows, graffiti, or even a fire while not out on delivery, and alert homeowners who use the service. The patent also outlines how customers could use the service on an hourly, daily, or weekly basis. It also suggests using geofencing and physically constraining a sensor on the UAV to prevent it from capturing images of property not opting into the service. The patent for the service was originally filed in 2015. Walmart confirmed that it uses computer vision technology as part of its missed scan detection surveillance program to identify scanning errors and missing items at checkout. The system began to roll out 2 years ago and is now deployed at over 1,000 stores, looking at both self-checkout and human cashiers. The system works fast enough to notify employees about a missed item and then to scan the item before leaving the store. After a meeting with Huawei CEO Ren Zhengfei, German Economy Minister Peter Altmaier stated he expects Huawei to demonstrate it can meet security requirements in order to be part of building out the country's 5G infrastructure. In March, Germany established tougher criteria for telecom network equipment vendors, partially in response to U.S. pressure for an outright ban on Huawei equipment for 5G. A spokesperson for Altmaier further stated that citizen data protection and German law compliance were also key issues discussed in the meeting. A new report from the UK's Information Commissioner's Office found that the real-time bidding on ads continues to profile web users using tracking methods that violate GDPR and UK privacy laws. UK and EU privacy laws require users to give explicit consent before inserting a tracker, like a cookie, and sending any information, and that the explanation of data gathering to be in clear language. Additionally, the report found that sensitive personal data, such as political views, health information, and sexual orientation, is being obtained illegally because, under the laws, this requires a higher standard of consent. Further, the report also claims that the ad tech industry has failed to do due diligence on real-time bidding, failing to carry out data protection impact assessments on the practice. The report concludes that individuals have no guarantees about the security of their personal data within this ecosystem and calls for a measured and iterative approach to any intervention. And finally, a study from McGill University found that 31,000 homes across Canada are rented enough on Airbnb that they likely were removed from the long-term rental market. This would represent 1.5% of residences in the country built for the rental market. Montreal, Toronto, and Vancouver area listings, which account for almost half of all Airbnb listings in the country, accounted for 12,000 of these residences. The study looked at whole home rentals that were available to rent at least half a year and were occupied at least 90 days in 2018. While representing a small amount of the overall rental market, the study found that rentals concentrated in urban neighborhoods, with one area in Montreal having one in five houses listed on Airbnb. In 2016, Quebec required obtaining permits for short-term rentals, and Vancouver passed regulation in 2018 that only allows a primary residence to be listed for short-term rental. In Montreal, the study found that 30% of rental revenue was generated by just 1% of hosts. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.